Here we are.
Here
we are.
What's going on? Welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. What's up, Taylor?
What's up, man?
Yeah,
we're how on. You doing?
That's exactly why I asked you again was when you're describing it. Dude, I was like, hit record, bro. I'm going to ask him, what did you say?
Yeah, I'll say it again. I mean, I feel like it's a pretty true observation.
If you want me to cut it, I can cut it.
Nah. It is what it is, dude.
It is what it is. We got.
We're here.
Bro, we're... And I'm on, like, cloud nine.
I'm feeling good, dude.
Yeah, he's pretty lit,
beers are sick.
Heck yeah.
Feeling good?
You getting that nice little cross.
That's great.
Little buzz going.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Cheers to that.
Sierra Nevada.
I'll let you, man. Stay hydrated.
Good cheers. That's definitely a good cheers.
Always, dude. So, dude, what's up, man?
No, you know, man. Same old stuff.
Yeah, fishing.
Working, fishing.
Dude, you...
Attached to the water constantly.
Bro, you and fishing is just like...
Can't get away.
Whole, like, adventure, bro. Dude, just go ahead, man.
The floor is yours, bro.
This is your episode, man. This is Captain Chronicle Part 1.
I don't know.
Let's just go into it.
I was at the lake today, man. Like, it's an off season right now. I'm not even fishing for work, at least a whole lot. But, you know, that's where I like to be. It's fun.
I don't know, man. Talk about work. Talk about what it's like. Talk about your experience. Talk about, like, when you first started.
When I first started?
Yeah, like, talk about, like, from, like, how you got into it until now, bro. It was to, like, bring us on that story, bro.
First getting into it, definitely, like, was kind of like a shot in the dark, like, adventure a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, good old friend of mine, like, I stopped playing hockey at that point. Like, I played hockey my whole life, you know, for 10 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Too many concussions, and I just, like, stopped liking the sport, so stopped playing it.
Were you good at hockey? Were you pretty nasty?
I'd say I was pretty good. Okay, I don't know if I was nasty, but, you know, I'd say I held my own for sure.
Yeah, you enjoy it.
The scoreboard could
definitely enjoy it.
The scoreboard could speak for me, I'd say.
Yeah?
Yeah. 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 But that was when I was younger.
Hockey's insane, dude. You see all that, like, the dude in his, like, neck slice and stuff, bro?
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a lot of people trying to, like, mandate, neck guards and stuff now. I think a lot of most junior
been like happening low key because
I'd say so.
It's happened before.
Yeah,
that's the crazy thing because like I remember it happening before.
I just don't think anybody's died from it until now. It's happened quite a few times, but I don't think anybody. Maybe I'm not sure on that. I could be wrong, but that's like the most major fatal event from that.
One time I'd be like, yo,
it's pretty
like,
nuts.
If I was a player on that team, I'd just be like, I would personally like get like a leather neck or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, yo,
skates are sharp, man. I mean, they're not like a conventional blade, but there's an edge to it and it'll cut you. Like,
bro, exactly.
It'll cut you.
And when they like knock them, bro, you see them, they'll like flip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, they'll go. Those things are always slicing around, dog.
And you got 200 pounds of big body behind it, too, and flying, moving, you know, 20 miles an hour. Yeah. It doesn't take very much. It's just got to land in the right place. And unfortunately, like, the neck is one of those places that's not protected very well.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. But I don't know. Maybe they'll mandate it forever now, and hopefully it won't happen again. But there's a lot of other serious accidents that happen in hockey. And, I mean,
that's true, man. Just
fighting's still allowed. It's pretty crazy.
A lot of
it's pretty wild.
I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely, it's a brutal sport. It's like, and like, what's another brutal sport? Well, okay, no, we're going to trail off, dude. That's one thing. All right, keep going. So, shot in the dark,
tangents,
bro.
Dude. Tangents.
So, you're done playing hockey.
Yes.
And continue.
Done playing hockey. Good friend of mine, I don't know, he had fishing poles, both of us, I think, in our garages, and it was just like, there was a little creek, right down the road from here, but comes down from, like, the golf course from here,
mm-hmm.
goes into Lake Hodges, feeds into Lake Hodges, but there's a lot of fish in there. It's a small little creek, but a good old family friend of ours, like, I don't know, that was probably when I was, like, 10 years old, 12 years old or something like that, maybe a little bit older than that, probably, like, 12. He used to take us, like him and his son, and I'd tag along, we'd go fishing in there. So I knew where it was at, I knew there was fishing there. And one day, it was probably like when I was 14, a couple years later, like a good friend of mine went down there and We had no idea what we were doing. We were tying overhand knots and stuff, which is not a fishing knot.
So, like, what's it, an overhand knot?
It's the same knot you tie for your shoelaces. Oh, yeah.
Why not even look down? I should have just laid on my head.
It's just a simple over and under, pull it tight. It's all it was. Over and under, pull it tight, and we did about 12 of those, and we just called it a day. Off.
Feel free, dude.
Yeah, feel probably free. Will. It's comfy.
Exactly.
You got the cop it, so.
Cop
it. But, yeah, that's what we were doing. And we had no idea what we were doing, but it worked, you know? You're figuring it out. Yeah. YouTube was probably one of my best friends. Bless YouTube. Thank you. YouTube definitely paved the way for free information. And it's nice.
It's like, crazy. Yeah, YouTube, it entered a whole new era, man. Like, internet.
Dude, I've learned everything through YouTube. I mean, I've learned how to fix holes in boats and engines and everything you can imagine. I mean, it's on YouTube. If you look it up, I bet you it's there.
Like the guys that do those videos.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, you know what? I'm good at this. I can teach someone else how to do this.
My favorite is when you, like, see videos from, like, 2006 of some guy, like, fixing a specific engine. And there's always, like, a couple people in the comment section that are like, bless you, man. Thank God for your service. I can't believe you did this. Because if it wasn't for you, I'd have no idea what I'm doing right now. It is, I mean, YouTube literally is, that's what paved my way into fishing.
That's cool.
I didn't really have many mentors that taught me, like, YouTube and
I hope a fishing
the internet
that was on YouTube hears this podcast.
I hope they did,
you're
too.
Welcome,
yeah.
Bro. You're welcome.
I've met a lot of them in real life. And, like, I mean, the industry's small. You know, there's...
I mean,
it's,
but
it's,
like the YouTube guys, it was like, so it was local.
Dude. Yeah, a lot of San Diego based guys. Like, San Diego's a pretty unique fisheries. You know, it's pretty unique to what it is. So
that's fire that you got to meet them. So did you like tell them or like, you were just like, so that's fire. So you've done it in person.
Yeah. No, there's some local heroes for sure that I've got to meet. And like, it's pretty rad to put the face to the name too, especially when like you grew up watching them. You're like, it's pretty cool. I don't know. I just think it's pretty rad.
Yeah, no, it is. It's super cool, man.
Yeah.
It's like, this cool that you got like a chance to be like, yo, dude, you taught me a lot, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's sick.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's fun,
I bet
too.
They appreciate that. Like, hearing that is probably like, dude, that's why I put those videos out there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's why I try and do my best to like introduce people
into
it.
What did they say to you like when they heard that?
It was like the same. For the most part, I'd say most people in the fishing industry are like pretty modest people, you know. I mean, it's like one of those, you get like thanks, dude, you know, like, it doesn't extend more than that.
Like,
yeah,
really, like,
but you know, in the back of their mind, they're like, you know, I'm sure they're stoked
that, cool.
that they made, you know, they
and
paved,
impact.
Yeah. Further down the line, this next generation I know has a love for the sport, and it's going to keep continuing, hopefully. So I'm sure that's why they're stoked about it.
I don't see any appeal in fish. Just no, because I'm like, I'm not a seafood guy.
I'm not either,
like,
dude.
Honestly, like, I was like, I don't really see a point. I mean, they're slimy.
I've grown into it, though, dude. Seafood is definitely something you got to grow into.
We're experimental with, like, sushi. Like, yeah. All right. Before we trail off, keep going, man. So
now you're good.
So you're learning from YouTube.
Learning from YouTube. I think our expand after that was like fishing golf courses. Golf courses, by the way.
How old are you?
If any of you guys don't know this, golf courses have extremely good fishing. If you're getting into fishing, you might have to trespass on private property. But
maybe a little bit.
It's a little bit sketch, but
do it at night.
Yeah. No, nighttime is it's the
man,
time
you got. Yeah. Roll like a little Blunsky, bro. You and the boys just smoking.
Ninja
like,
missions, dude.
Yeah, fishing.
Sneaky.
I wouldn't think golf courses have good fish. Dude, because I remember when I was a kid.
They have to.
I was a kid, and I went golfing with, like, my friend's, like, dad and him. And they, like, never go in the golf course water. There's chemicals in there.
Oh, yeah, no. You don't want to eat the fish out of there.
But there's fish in there?
So no, there
are
fish.
Chemicals in there?
Yeah, for sure.
Why do they put chemicals in these golf? Why wouldn't it just
Well, they
in
put
normal
the
pond?
Chemicals on the grass, and the runoff leads into the pond.
Got you. Got
it's a trail.
You.
It always starts somewhere.
You just answered this lifelong question I've had.
Now you know.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly can't say I've ever thought of it until now. I remember as a kid.
That's why you don't
want to
go
that.
Swimming at the beach after it rains.
Yeah.
Same concept. Uh-huh. All this street, all
yeah,
gunk gun
like
that builds up
go
in the street.
Water and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because like I remember him telling me that. I'm like, why did they put chemicals in the water? I was like, this, dude.
You know, it's the man,
dude. I must have been like
the stuff they spray for the weeds and whatever else they spray on the fourth on the
grade,
grass.
Fifth grade, somewhere around that time.
Now, I certainly would not eat the fish out of golf courses. I should specify that. But
you become like Gollum.
Very good bass fishing.
Bro, you eat a freaking fish. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Looking like Gollum.
You would. 100%. I wouldn't recommend it. I don't know what the side effects would be, but you'd be an experiment for sure. Yeah, you'd be patient zero.
You'd be the new T-virus,
dude.
No,
T-virus. The coronavirus ain't nothing on the T-virus, dude.
The T-virus, like teeing off on a golf course.
Oh, boy.
All right, so you golfing at places. How old are you?
I'm not golfing. I'm fishing.
I mean, fishing at golf courses.
But yes, okay, I was like.
So how old are you at this time?
14.
Okay.
Probably, 13, 12, 12 to 15, I'll say.
12 to 15. 12 to 15. You just enjoying your fish and learn from YouTube.
Yep, going to golf courses, catching a lot of fish, which teaches you a lot. It's good fishing, but.
Yeah, experience is experience. Yeah.
Can I cuss on this? Slightly?
I feel like we've already swore.
Oh, shit. All right, well.
I mean, you be you, dude. At the end of the day, it's like my podcast is really me just, like, showcasing.
I just wanted to make sure. I don't know. Like,
dude,
yeah.
I want you to
I'd rather ask. Than,
I want you to be comfortable. No, dude, I'll just slap the explicit button.
I was just going to say shit.
Me,
but
personally, I'm trying to get better on my swearing. Just, like, out of the, like, sense of, like.
No, same.
Know, because, there's a point I was just swearing so much. It's just like, dude. I feel like I just gotta clean up my words. Like, you know, I don't have a problem swearing. Like, honestly, fucking say whatever you want.
Yeah, but like, you don't look very good. You don't seem sound very orchestrated.
It's not even looking good. Yeah, I don't think it's that.
Or
it's
professional.
Just like me personally, yeah. I was swearing just too much.
Same.
I feel like there was a too much. There's a time to use it, time, place, whatever you want. Dude, I personally don't have a problem with it.
I catch myself here and there.
I think it's just an area where you're like, oh, there's a time and a place, or we're not. Like, if you want to fucking say whatever you want. See,
there you
I'll join you. I'll swear.
You're in on it with me.
I'll get in on you, man.
You're getting buried with me.
I got you, man. I can't let you go in alone.
My first boss did that to me. Well, not my first boss, but my first good boss did that to me. He made a cuss jar at work. That was probably when I was like, we'll get into that, but... When I first started working on, like, one of the bigger boats, and professionalism was, like, very important.
Like, how old are you now?
How old am I now?
Yeah, working on your first boat.
So, getting there, homeboy that I met at the lake in that time period, fishing at the golf courses and the lakes, my buddy Dylan.
Yeah.
Shout out.
He told me, bro.
No, he really did. He certainly paved the way for me on the boats. Like, I used to be afraid of the ocean. It's funny enough.
Dude, the ocean is a scary place.
It is a scary place.
It's a scary place.
I work on it, you know.
Yeah.
A lot, you know. I'm there 250
well,
days
now
a year.
Well,
you'd
be catching sharks and stuff, though.
But
have you mastered
that's
your
like
fear?
The least bit scary, I think. True.
So are you still, like, scared of the ocean or, like?
No, it intimidates me sometimes. I think everybody that works on the ocean gets scared of the ocean from time to time. It could be a very scary place.
Ships get taken down.
Exactly, though. Yeah.
I mean, but that's, like, deep ocean. You're not, like, how deep are you?
Right, I mean, I've been in bad enough weather where we certainly could have died, and I've been in enough times where
that's crazy. That's
not fun.
No go, dude, no go.
Yeah, no fish is worth dying for, that's for sure. I've always said that.
Have you ever met someone where they'd be like, yes, there's a fish. There's like some mythical fish out there.
Yeah.
Like, I would die for this.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. It depends on the person, but.
What have you heard? Like,
there's people that are willing to go hike crazy high elevations and, you know, hike 40 miles and through bear country in Alaska to go catch a salmon. Well, there's grizzly bears everywhere. You got to arm yourself with a 44 Magnum, you know?
A special salmon.
You're in the outback. You're in the middle of nowhere where there's nothing to help you. And there's bears everywhere that are hungry and they'll eat you. Like, you know. But even then, I mean, you could die a mile offshore. You could die 1,000 miles offshore. It doesn't matter how far you are.
That's true, dude. You just die at the beach. The tide could just sweep you away, bro.
Yeah.
That
ocean's a mean place.
Bro, dude, I almost got swept up by a freaking
rip current.
Yeah.
Rip current almost got
you. I think Guatemala, dude.
You gotta swim sideways.
You almost got me, dog. Dude,
swim sideways.
Crazy, bro, like, dude, I'll tell you.
Parallel to the beach.
Yeah, well, dude, I won't lie, dude. So We're on like this like black beach in I can't remember when Guatemala, this beautiful area though. So we freaking, they even told us, they're like, don't go like too far out. Like, don't. So like we already knew not to go too far out. And like, dude, we like, it was me, another dude, and this girl. And we're like, oh, we're gonna just touch the water though. And we touched the water. I swear, we only went like knee deep. Knee deep, my guy. Next thing you know, dude, I'm like swimming.
Bro. You're way out.
Bro, I was beach. Like, I was swimming. No, like, yeah, I was like swimming. Yeah. I was like, what the heck? Dude, this thing was like massive strong. Oh, this yeah. guy that's with us, bro, he's like, he was like a diver. He's like certified in like every ocean except it was like the Indian Ocean or something like that. I don't know. But he was like a like really strong like diver. Like, he's dealt with currents and stuff. He even said it was like the strongest current he's like ever dealt with, bro. Because next thing you know, dude, we're getting like, I'm like out there, bro. And now we're getting pounded by like waves.
Bro. Oh, you got it sucked out in the lineup and everything,
dude, too. Yeah, dude, it was bad, bro.
That's bad. That's bad, scary,
dog.
Man.
And dude, like, so now I'm like, I like realize what's happening. Like, it like, wasn't really dawning on me.
It happens fast.
Bro, yeah. And then I was like, oh, crap. Yeah. And then, like, dude, I start like all my might, bro. Like, I'm putting all my might, dude. And I'm not getting any closer to
the beach. Trying to swim back to the beach?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I was swimming directly. I was like, where I was, bro, I'm like, all my might, dog. And like, I'm like still getting like further. It was freaking, it was gnarly. And this girl next to me, dude, I'm trying to remember her name. It was like Tina or something like that, bro. I'm trying to remember her name. She was cool too. She was like this really outdoorsy mountain climber kind of girl. I was there because I was like a part of this mission. This was like when I was like, I was 18. No, I was 19. I was like 19. Yeah. And it's like, and freaking, dude, we're getting pounded. And I was starting to lose out of breath, too. I mean, I was in pretty good shape. But, like, I was like, oh, dude, if I get
so
hit.
Only,
I was like, if
you
I
can
get
only
hit
keep
by,
up
like,
with it for so
exactly,
long.
I was like, yeah. If I get hit by, like, a couple more waves, like, I'm just like, I'm done.
It eats you up
I made
very
peace
quick.
With death, dude. I prayed to God.
This is it.
Like,
I guess
like,
this is it.
I was like,
yeah.
Jesus, like, if you can get me out of this, like, let's go.
I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I get pounded. But, dude, I remember coming up. And I remember looking to my left, dude. And I see, like, dude, her head was like this, like, out of the water. And bro, it was haunting, bro. She just went, help me. And then like was pounded by another wave, bro. And dude, in my head, I was like, I just watched her die. I was like, she's dead. Like,
crazy.
I was like, she's
man.
Dead, bro. Like, I was like, oh no. I was like, this is gnarly, dude. This is like happening. And then like I popped up, dude. And this feels like, I have no idea. This feels like it was like an eternity out there, dude. I remember all this detail. It's
probably
when you
minutes.
Know you're like about to die, dude. I remember.
Yeah.
It all,
it's probably
dude.
Minutes, yeah.
Dude. It was probably, and then I popped up, and now I'm like, I was like by the diver dude, and I remember I touched his shoulder because like I was right behind him. I was like, yo, bro, and like because I smacked him, I was like, and he's just like, get off me, like he's kind of like, I was like, and I remember, dude, time just froze. I went like this. I was like, sorry, bro, and then we got pounded, dude. And, oh, dude, it was gnarly, dude. And
he made the right decision. There's a reason why he.
You know, if you get on someone,
out.
Dude,
it's
it was
because
like, we were both dead, bro.
Exactly.
Like he probably thought. But dude,
that's how a lot of people get drowned is from other people
yeah,
pulling
like
them
climbing
under.
On top of
yeah.
somebody, dude, and trying to be like, oh, see,
it is a legitimate concern for
oh,
sure.
Oh, 100%, dude. But dude, no, it's just like I like popped up and I was like right behind him. Like I was like. Like, my face and, like, his shoulder, this was not far. Like,
yeah.
I was, like, not was far. Like, and I was just, like, up and
home. Like, hey.
And, like, I was just, like, yeah. I was, like, because I was just, like, yo, bro. I barely breathed.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, like, and he was, like, yo, man. And, like, me and him just, like, made eye contact. I remember just, like, sorry, bro. Bam. And, like, it was just, oh, dude.
How'd you guys get out?
Dude, well, dude, like, all I did was I just kept, like, pushing. Every time I got up, bro, I was just.
Swimming
like,
back?
Dude, I don't even know what direction, dude. I just eventually, bro, I felt the sand hit my feet, bro. And I just, like, it was like, it was like a blackout.
Did everybody get out?
Yeah, we all got out, dude. I remember, like, I got out, like, dude, there were people at the beach. They were running on the beach. I remember, like.
Dragging people
yeah,
up.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bro, I turn around and I see the girl and she's like.
I'm sure.
She's a little, like.
Exhausted.
Exactly. Yeah. That guy, like, I see him walking. I remember walking. Dude, this is probably the funny thing. Is dude, I crawled up down the beach. And I was like, no, like you good? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, I'm chilling. Like, dude, I was like in this state of bliss in a way because I was like, I made peace with death. And I'm like, dying now. And I was like,
life
I was like,
turning
like,
moment
yeah.
there,
yeah. Dude. But then I was like, like when I was like crawling up on the beach though, this is like before like I was crawling on the beach, I like didn't throw up. I coughed out a single corn chip. It was a single perfectly intact corn chip. Because I ate like a whole bag of them you before. Just
inhaled that thing.
I literally crawled out, I was like and a single corn chip just flew out, bro. And I remember just looking at that corn chip and I was just like, what the heck? I was like, what the heck, bro? I was like, what the
really? Like, yeah, just, right now? Like, yeah, this? Like,
it was like one of those, it was just like a joke. Like, I don't know. Like, I was saying, haha, death.
Not something.
That was my, like.
I mean, I couldn't think of anything cooler than that, really.
I guess I could. It was super sick. Yeah.
You coughed up a pearl or something.
Single corn chip, a perfectly intact, perfect. I could have just picked that up and ate it. It'd be like I just pulled it out of the bag, dude.
Hey,
like,
man, could have.
No, it would have been sandy.
Nobody would saw.
But dude, it was just like, what? Yeah, dude, it was
a little gnarly, salt, dude. Little seasoning on.
And then I remember we all got out, dude. And I'm like walking, like I'm not really talking to anyone. And we passed, and this is like it was this beach. This is like a really nice neighborhood. I'm like this girl that like her family like was a part of the mission, dude. Like it was like this mansion in this Guatemala area. On this beach, like super nice area. And like so into like the entrance to the beach, there's like a pool. And I just remember like I just walked into the pool and I just like submerged myself underwater, and I just sat there, dude. I don't know
contemplated
why.
Life,
bro. I don't even know why. I just like I just immediately sat because I knew like I wasn't.
I think most people that listen to this have probably done that before, at least in a bathtub. You know, you just sink your head under the water,
drown in a pool. Dude.
Yeah, but you know, you just like, think for a minute.
Exactly, but like I was like I gotta make peace with like water or something, bro. Like it almost tried to kill me back then. I was like, I know.
Pool. It's just peaceful. All your other senses are other than touch or
like thank you God. Dude.
There's nothing else going on. You're just underwater, and all you have to do is think.
Yeah, dude, it was wild, man. It was wild. Yep. Dude,
that's why I like the water. It's part of it.
I respect the ocean, dog. I respect the ocean now, dude. I definitely now know the signs of, like, a really bad current.
Yeah.
Dude, because I know...
Do you know now local person, how to avoid a rip current? You know how to get out of it?
Stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I, like, know now, but, like, yeah, in that moment, I think I probably hit sideways because I got out. We all got out, dude. Yeah. But, yeah, dude.
It happens fast. Very quickly.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy, dude. It was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
The single corn chip talk. not a corn chip, a corn nut.
That's what I figured you were thinking of.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. When you first said corn chip, I was like, dude, like,
no,
how?
Yeah. Corn nut.
I figured that's what you said,
corn
but
and I was like, yeah,
especially when you put your fingers up and you know, I saw the size reference, I was like, all right.
I was thinking corn nut. He's
definitely talking about corn nuts here.
Yeah, it was a corn nut, dog.
I'm glad you
cleared that up. I just thought about it. I was like, why am I saying corn chip? I was like, wasn't a corn chip?
No, you're good.
I was like, what is a corn nut?
I got you. I understood what you were saying.
Bro, I threw up a nut right after the world tried to kill me.
Hey, dude.
It was gnarly, dude. Yeah, it didn't get me then.
Not to the beginning and the ending to life, I guess.
Well, you want if everyone before they write die, they just cough up a little corn nut.
That would just be it.
If they escape death, that's the only time. If they truly escape death, they cough up a corn nut.
Why would you need that confirmation? You'd still be alive.
Huh?
I said, why would you need that confirmation? You'd still be alive. There'd be no point coughing up the corn nut.
I don't know. All right, but you okay? So you're how old were you when you got on your first ship? Go back.
Rewind.
After yeah, my almost dying story.
That is crazy, by the way.
Corn nut. Yeah, dude, it was gnarly.
The corn nut too is just like that's gnarly. The icing on the cake.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of those. You just like
it was so wild. It was so weird and random, dude. I just remember looking at it and being like, this is the most random thing.
Think of all things.
Yeah, it's like, I know I knew I ate a bag of corn nuts, but like, I was like, I'm not throwing up like anything else. It was just like, and then a single corn nut. And I was like, what? I was like, what? I remember just burying it in the sand, too. I remember just like, and then just like.
You buried a part of yourself that day.
That, yeah, dude, for real.
In that corn nut.
That was like my Horcrux.
Yeah. In that corn nut, you buried it in that beach in Guatemala on that black sand beach.
Dude, that black sand beach, it was cool, though.
It's eerie.
Super cool.
It's eerie a little bit.
The one day I'll just go back and I'll just have a solemn moment.
You think it'll still be there?
Huh?
You think it'll still be there?
The coronet?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely not. I got eaten,
definitely
bro.
Not.
Bro, this was
some
like,
seagull definitely
bro,
ate that.
This is like freaking eight years ago.
Oh, certainly not there.
Like
no way.
8 years ago? Yeah. Nine?
Absolutely not. I mean, even like months ago, it probably wouldn't be there. But
wait.
Either way, I don't think it matters.
It was like 7 years ago. Yeah. Like 7 years ago. Yeah. I had to do a little finger count right there. So I'm like, hold up.
Now I'm thinking about where it ended up.
Let me calculate this for a sec. That just means I need a hit of this melon. Shout out Plug and Play. They don't sponsor this or anything, but shout out them anyways.
They're good.
Yeah, dude.
We appreciate them. I'm good. I'm good for right now. I'm still all cooking.
Right. So friggin' you, how do you get on your first ship?
First ship. Like I said, shout out Dylan.
Yeah.
Met him at Lake Poway at the old stomping grounds. I was there today doing the same old thing. But I met him, and he caught pinheading. It's basically interning on a boat, okay. Typically for younger kids. Nowadays, it's not as common because liability and insurance and yada, yada, yada nowadays. So it's like it's not as commonplace, but... I definitely kind of caught the tail end of that, like, but, basically you go out when you're, you know, I was probably 14, 15, 16 at the time, something like that.
Yeah.
And, you go out and like, you fish all day long, but you know, on the way out, you help them load bait or, you know, you help them, you know, scrub the boat on the way home or, you know, do whatever you need them. They need your help for essentially. Yeah. And you get to fish for free. And you get to fish for free. But, yeah, you're essentially the boat's bitch. I mean, yeah. Dude, the amount of...
It's like bartenders go through that when they're trying to...
Oh,
they do
yeah.
The bar back.
Yeah. No, it's that, but, like, you don't get paid for it. And you're working... And that's the thing, too. Like,
that's pretty epic, dude. They really get, like, they don't pay you at all. And they need you to do everything.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
You probably just slaving away on the...
I am. That's yeah, crazy. But I was 14 years old, and it was a Saturday, and I was getting out of the house and catching fish and having a great time. And
he has a boat, and he'll take you guys out. That's sick.
Well, you're on a bigger boat. It was when I was working on bigger sport boats. So we would take, like, that was the half-day stuff, so we would take, like, 50 to 70 people fishing every day.
And you didn't get paid for any of that?
No, a couple of the boats I worked for at the time, they would slip me, like, $20 at the time, which, dude, at 15 years old, after fishing all day, like... Go
so
back
how,
to school.
How did you get hired? So how do you get hired? The boy
see,
Dylan,
dude, it's all word of mouth. Everything's very. I've never.
So how did your boy Dylan get hooked up with a job?
Then? So it's like I said, it's all word of mouth. Like he went down there, he was fishing off the docks one day and asked, like, you know, hey, can I come fishing? And you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you can come fishing, and here's the stipulation: you got to scrub the boat and help the boys on the way back home. You know, but it's cool, like you.
Oh, so you paid for what you'd be like.
You don't pay for anything.
Yeah,
you
no,
just
no,
go.
So you pay by scrubbing and all that. For
yeah,
your charter
exactly.
Out there. I got
yeah.
you. That's actually that's cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty sick.
And it's cool too because like
my brain is sick to like connect it all.
Yeah, it's like interning, but you're also like getting to do something that would cost you $40 or $50 probably at the time, which you know, 15 years old,
yeah,
and no 15 year old had that to do that every single weekend. You know,
exactly.
So. The kids got to go fishing for free, and, like, if they wanted to be involved and learn about it and be invested in the industry, like, you slowly learned and progressed. And there was a point where I was doing that, and I wasn't even going fishing anymore. I was just going out there and working. I was just working all day long. I was barely making tips, making, like, $20, but I loved doing it. Yeah, like, you
that's
know.
Sick, dude. That's yeah. what matters in life, dude.
Yeah.
Loving what you do. Like, that's what everyone wants.
Yeah. I see it a little bit differently now. I mean, it's different when I was 15.
That's true.
Now.
I mean, I guess that's true. Like, I almost forgot what we're talking about when you're younger.
I've lived, ate, and slept and shit through all of it, and then
dude,
for the past 8 years.
When
and
when I was like yeah. to be young, man.
Yeah. Dude, we're not even that old, man.
Yeah, but I don't even remember. Like, I like my like.
But 17
from like 19, like after 19, so like 20 to like. Now
it's only been
this
like 4 years, but it
blur,
has
bro.
Gone by very quickly.
I don't even remember
it's
anything.
Gone by very
my
fast.
My entire Marine Corps career, don't remember.
That's how I feel
why?
About on the boat.
I was drunk. I was an alcoholic.
I was just tired. I'm sleeping constantly whenever I could possible. I was exhausted. Ran to the ground.
Ran to the ground.
That's what it'd be like. But yeah, that's what pinheading was, and it was fun.
But like that's how you made more connections, and you worked.
Yeah, it was just how you put your little foot in the door.
When did you start making like money? Like actually going out and like chartering.
It took me. I worked on a couple boats through the years, but I met a good friend of mine, Cody Kessel. Shout out, Cody. No, for real though. Shout out, Cody. Cody's the man. He's like paved my way in the industry for sure. He's always been like a buddy to me constantly, but he's always put me on work whenever I've needed it, and like vice, you know, he's just always been cool to me. But I met him on like one of the first boats I ever worked on. It was a friend of my dad's, like one of his old high school buddies or somebody he knew growing up, like owned a boat. I'm getting out of touch here. Going back, I went with Dylan a couple times on the boat he worked on.
Yeah.
The first time I ever went fishing, I caught like a 23-pound yellowtail. It was a big yellowtail, and that's what like kicked it. That was it right there. After that, I was like, "This is sick, dude! Like nothing is cooler than this."
Big old fish.
Yeah. Like, yes. Yellowtail are like the biggest, badass, most coolest fish in the ocean. So like.
Yeah.
Yeah, still to the day, like to this day, they're my favorite fish. Anybody that works in the industry, I think, could vouch that. Like, you could not catch anything else for the rest of your life and only catch those, and I think everybody would be pretty content with it. Like, that's pretty cool. They're smart, they're big, they're bad, they're mean, they're cool.
I have to look at what a yellowtail looks like real quick.
Yellowtail amberjack. A lot of people call them yellowtail tunas, but they're.
Yellowtail amberjack.
They're an amberjack. They're pretty tasty too.
Oh, then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Cereolus something. I forget their Latin name.
The boy angel to put it in here.
They're very good.
So people can see what a yellowtail looks like.
They're very tasty. Yellowtail amberjacks.
If it didn't get put in this video, it sucks to be you. Just look up a yellowtail amberjack.
You could throw some. We got pictures on my Instagram. You could chuck in there maybe.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like throw it in like the YouTube.
Oh,
yeah. Yo, guys, if you're listening to this.
You figured
this
out.
This is on YouTube. You can look at our ugly
Google
faces.
At the touch of your hands.
You can look at our ugly faces if you want on YouTube, man. I'm not kidding.
Yellowtail amberjack. Roger. That's all you got to look up.
Maybe. On the inside, I think I'm beautiful.
But yeah, that's what started it. That's all it started.
Yeah, dude. So the yellowtail, that's how it started.
Yep. And ever since then, I've like... That's all I wanted to do was go out on the ocean. And I think that day, like, I was still afraid of the ocean at that time. Like, I hated going in the ocean. Moment, like, that place terrified me.
I mean, it still
did. But I still went.
I got, like, a respect for the ocean. That's what I got. Like, I'll go out. Like, I'll go out in the ocean, man. But, like, I don't know. You won't catch me jumping into it. You never catch me being one of those guys that's like, oh, I'm going to jump into the ocean, like when you're like far out there. Heck.
See, blue water diving, which that's usually what,
that would be
that's cool. What it's called when you're like offshore.
See, give me a harpoon gun, I'd probably feel more confident.
Even then, just like jumping in the water and like looking at stuff. Like Mako sharks are pretty intimidating.
That's why I'd have a harpoon
gun. But they're a very curious shark, and they... For the most part, they don't attack humans. Like, Mako shark attacks on humans are very uncommon. And I've been blue water diving enough where they'll come bump you. They literally bounce their nose off your shoulder.
You like, had a shark bounce its nose off your shoulder?
Yeah. Blue sharks do it, too. Like, they're...
What were you doing? So you're just diving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's sick. Well, I was spearfishing, but even then, like, I don't even think I've shot a fish at this point. Like, they come out of nowhere. Like, you'll be looking dead at them, and they'll just like emerge from the blue, basically. But yeah, they're just very curious.
Sharks are wild.
Blue sharks are pretty like tame. They're just kind of like big puppies almost.
Yeah, because they're not like super big.
Blue sharks are big dumb sharks. Yeah. No, blue sharks get big. They get 8 or 10 feet. They get very large. Dang. Mako's too. Mako's at that length are like 1,000 pounds. A blue shark at that length is like a couple hundred pounds. So you can imagine the disparity. Yeah. Mako sharks are almost similar build to a great white, but just a smaller great white, essentially.
Oh, I think I know what you're saying. They're kind of like a mango-ish color.
No. Mango.
No, they're like tannish, aren't they?
I said mako, not mango.
Bro, I am.
M-A-K-O. A mako.
Mako?
Mako.
Mako.
Not a mango.
Bro, I'm sitting over here thinking you're saying mango shark.
They're lemon sharks. That's probably what you're thinking of.
In my head, bro.
I bet you that's what you're thinking of.
Isn't there a shark? It's kind of like that, but it's like this kind of orangish tan.
You're probably thinking of lemon sharks. They're like a... they're like a brownish, yellow, orangey kind of color.
I could just like look up a thing on sharks. I don't think I hooked this up.
Mako sharks.
I don't think I hooked
they're like I don't know where exactly they fall on the list, but I think they're like the second or third fastest swimming thing in the ocean. Something like that.
This one pulled out my chart. There it is. That's like I knew I did. Plug this sucker in, dog. Thumbs at 8%, dude. I wasn't ready for this podcast, man.
Hey, man. You're never ready for anything.
Nah, dude. The Chronicles came out of nowhere.
Life be like that, dude. Sneaks up on you.
Dude, I'm always down. It's kind of how, like, my podcast is kind of coming out, dude. Like, when I first started, I was like, dang, I'm going to have to get one every week. I got to be like, blah, 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 blah. And I just sucked at that, honestly.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dude, it's so much better if it just happens like naturally. I meet someone like, yeah, dude, if you want to do it, let's do it.
It's easier that way.
Yeah,
it just.
I don't think I'll ever do a solo one.
It flows naturally, you know what I mean? Like, it's just easier to like, just do it whenever it's convenient. It's the same with like drawing or art or whatever. Like, you only do it when you want to, you know.
Well, yeah, and I want, like...
That's the way you should do it. It's that way it's not, like a drag, and you feel like you have to.
Definitely, like, forced, bro. Like, I was forcing myself to podcast.
Yeah, don't do that.
I wasn't in the vibe.
Yeah, don't do that.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, dog.
It's not... It doesn't feel right.
Mako sharks.
Yeah. There you go. Macaws. That's what I like to call them. Macaw sharks. Mackerel shark.
The shortfin mako is a highly evolved swimmer and takes the title among sharks for the fastest burst speeds.
Oh, snap. So
but how exactly
like a
does the mako
whale
compare?
Dude.
Let's imagine a race.
They just got like a little bit longer fins.
Their
faces in his fucking
one of the
fat.
Mako's fastest prey, the Atlantic bluefin tuna.
But they're about
and finally,
size of
a top
big
swimmer
tuna.
From Team Human,
Michael
Phelps.
Phelps.
If we place them in an Olympic
whoa,
swimming pool and
damn.
They swim at top
you can
speed,
see who can run
faster.
The mako
is
very
fast.
Mako is crazy.
Yeah,
beat the great white.
35 miles an hour, dude.
35 miles.
Not
that's
his
crazy.
Day in the pool.
Yeah, they're sketch. If you
working
ever hook them, they jump out of the water.
Six for Phelps,
like whenever you hook them, you got to drive away from them.
44 for the great white, and a whopping 51 for the shortfin mako.
Crazy.
Phelps'
and they're
top
not
speed
like
is
aggressive,
about the
really?
Same as a swift.
No, they're very aggressive.
Pretty quick for movement in water.
But just not
but
necessarily
the mako leaves
towards
him
humans.
Behind, covering the length of 1.5 school buses in
they
1 second.
They eat a lot of fishes.
Dude, they
what if we consider speed over
school
longer
buses
distances?
In 1 second.
The human record for crossing the English Channel
that?
Is 6 hours and 55 minutes. The shortfin mako would cross in 5 hours, given their average cruising speed of 4.2 miles per hour, which tops the human record at 3 miles per hour.
Wow, dude, a human went
the
at 3 miles per
speed
hour?
Is even more impressive
Gene, that mako ain't even cooking. That mako could cover that in like an hour.
So how is the mako
it's
so good
cruising.
At both short
yeah, 35 miles an hour,
distances?
You can cover that in an hour.
First, the mako doesn't utilize the wavy swimming pattern seen in most sharks.
This is like a whole...
Instead,
there's,
a smooth,
there's dumb blue shark.
Stroke pushes the mako forward
big dumb blue shark.
Second, the mako's muscle is specialized to quickly take in oxygen, allowing
like
it to recover twice as fast as other sharks.
This is... intricate.
Third.
Yeah. I mean, well, do you want to finish it? We can finish it.
I mean,
it.
I don't think there's much more to know.
Yeah.
No, they're just covering, they're covering mako specs
I mean,
right
yeah,
now,
I mean,
dude.
Like, they didn't even show a mako.
But you get the gist. I mean, the swimming pool graphic, I think, could do it. Like, they're fast. They're very fast.
Share that to myself, so.
But they're cool sharks. And they jump. They do, like, backflips and stuff. That's what you should look up. Mako sharks jumping. I think that would be cooler. It'd be a cooler spectacle to show.
Here's a wee shark encounter I recorded the other day.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Now you gotta look up mako sharks jumping.
No, this is. It says mako shark jumps.
Extreme acceleration of the mako shark.
Mako shark.
We had a live bait out with
the
circle lock on.
Look at.
Got
the circle. You do the alligator roll, dude.
Now you look at the speed acceleration.
And they don't really take on humans at all?
Yeah,
oh,
but they jump like crazy.
Why?
That's just what they do.
It is like
now that shark
Oh, do you think they're going for the bird?
Balance, no, the wrong just, way. That's just and what they do. They just jump. And still, it can wipe
itself and launch itself in the air. You think like this is their way of having fun?
I think, well, most now, big like sharks and like marlin, tunas, like whenever they get like parasites on them, they'll jump like that to like blow the parasites and stuff off them. So it's just kind of like, I think just off. A reaction to like an agitation, you know, like they just instinctively start jumping, basically.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Very interesting.
Very, very. I do say doctor. That oh, dude. Me thinking.
That's a cool video too. I see it in the background.
Oh, what?
Maybe that's not it. It was funny. I just thought about it though. You're asking if they eat the birds. There's a video of giant trevallies eating birds. It's pretty cool.
Giant trevallies eating bird.
It's pretty wild. We can take a break on the fish video. So.
We can do what?
We can keep going on tangents too, dude. My brain runs rampant. We've gone so far from the original conversation.
Bro.
This is how my brain works.
Dude. My podcast is literally ADD, dude.
Yeah. That's what my brain is.
This is the Chronicle Part 1, dude. So we've already discovered how you first got it.
To be fair.
You caught a yellowtail, bro.
Yep.
Epic.
And that's about all there is to it.
Drugs to you, bro. Yeah. It was like heroin, bro. You're like, yes! This is it, dude.
Tied off the belt, dude. Like,
bro, that was it, dude. That yellowtail hooked you, bro. It hooked you. You didn't hook that yellowtail.
It did.
It hooked you.
The yellowtail had me.
Yeah, bro.
Hooked my heart. Hooked my heart.
What the heck are you looking at? My heart. Oh, dude. I could see the passion in your eyes, bro. It really did, dude. It got you good that day.
I appreciate those things, though.
Just, you name it?
No.
You should have named it.
I sold it, I think, on the boat to...
We should name it.
An Asian gentleman.
We should give it a name. It was your first ever... It's what hooked you, bro. We'll call her like Melanie or something. Or Yale.
I remember actually it was a male. It did have a lot of
male
juices.
It'll be a Yavovich. The yellow.
Sergovich.
Servich. Servich.
Servich.
Servich.
Servich.
Servich the yellowtail.
I mean, they
swam from the Russia.
They do catch yellowtails in Russia, so it is theoretically possible that it did swim from Russia.
Hey, Servich came all this way. Yeah. He was a Russian spy.
It is possible.
Caught him up.
It is possible.
That Russian spy.
Are we watching giant trevallies eat birds? Is that what are we doing it?
We can do it. So, what is that?
What?
Say it again for me. Giant what?
Trevally. Trevally.
Giant trevally.
Trevally.
Got it. And then what do you want? Catching what?
Eating birds.
Eating birds.
I'm just the voice command.
Eating birds.
Eating birds.
Eating birds. Bro, this is why I need a Jamie, dude. That'd be sick.
Jamie?
Oh, bro, I could have got it for you, man. You could just ask. I would have grabbed it for you. I am my Jamie sometimes. All right, so fish first, birds. This one's only 2 minutes. We'll do the two.
I think I said that. It's the animal playing along. Oh, yeah.
What? It just swallowed it.
Yeah. It's smoking, dude. That's wild.
It inhales it, dude.
It's crazy.
My God.
It's absolutely wild.
Who would have thought fish out here inhaling birds?
Yeah. That's what the fish do to our little flying fish, like that video I showed you.
But those are still kind of fish, bro. They're flying fish, but they're fish.
Yeah, not birds. This is crazy.
I know fish eat
this
fish.
Is wild.
Yeah, fish eating birds? That's pretty nuts.
Fish eat everything.
Oh my God.
Fish don't discriminate. The fledgling, these little birds like hatch and they can't. They're just learning to fly.
If I was a bird, bro, I'd never land on the ocean.
Well, these are babies. They're like just learning to fly. And the birds or the fish are taking advantage. They're taking advantage of that, basically, yeah.
Slacking. Look at this, bro. This bird's so fly.
Dude, look at this. Look at the fish.
Tracking. Bro, that thing is like some Godzilla thing.
It's wild.
Out of nowhere, bro.
It's these are some of like the coolest sport fish in the world to catch. Like I really want to go anywhere I could catch these, but Australia, Bali.
It was up in the air. It still tried.
Oh, they'll jump out of the water clean. So there is a fish here that amazingly has a brain capable of calculating the airspeed
altitude and trajectory of a bird.
Why? Fish are much cooler than people give them credit for. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're very good at their job.
That is wild.
Fish, all fish do is eat.
That bird is just done. Just.
People wonder why we catch him so good as we do.
I think that fish is just going to swim underwater deep enough. When he let go, that bird can't even get out. It doesn't know how to swim up.
Can't do nothing.
It's just done for.
But
that was wild, dude.
Wild.
That was absolutely
crazy.
That was crazy.
Fish videos. Could sit there for hours. Watch fish videos.
Oh, dude, we're high, too.
Take me to an aquarium, bro.
Animal Planet is just like that moneymaker, dude. Something with smoking weed.
Some David Attenborough in the background. Oh.
Like, it's always so cool.
I can't even do a British accent.
I sat down, dude, and I was like, you know, like almost a year when I started smoking weed again, when I got out of the Marine Corps, dude, I like binge watched. I just had such a high moment, like I zoned out. I binge watched it was like this zoo show.
The Animal Planet?
No. I binge watched like some Earth thing too. I would binge watched this zoo. It was like it followed the zoo in like New Zealand or something. I'm trying to remember now.
Now you're making me.
There's seasons. I think it's still coming out too. It was some zoo show, but it was just at a zoo. And the cameras followed people as they worked at a zoo. And it was awesome. I loved it, bro. They had all sorts of animals. Dude, the animals
cool.
had a problem. They would be bringing them to the vets, bro. The vets would be like doing surgeries.
Fixing them up.
They would be showing the surgeries, dude. And you're like, what the heck? I'm seeing inside like a tiger's face right now. Like, it was sick.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it was wild. It was a cool show, though. I'd just be baked out of my mind. Just like, wow.
Blue Planet, dude. Watch
Blue Planet. I feel like I've watched it.
Watch yourself some Blue Planet. Learn some stuff about the ocean.
I think it's really cool. But, like, me being on it, I'm chilling. Unless, like, yeah, I totally go spear, like, in some blue water. Like, if I was like, in the Caribbeans or something, dog.
Even then, like, diving in the...
I could see around me. I could look. I'd be like, I see a motherfucking shark.
The kelp forest in California is, like, one of the most beautiful places to ever dive in the world. Like, it's very unique, too. It's very unique, and there's a lot of life. The water's just cold, that's all. It's cold, and it's a little bit murky sometimes, but diving in the kelp is, like, literally one of the most beautiful things you can ever see in your life. Like, it's just an underwater forest.
Who do you go with? Like, if you
just always go with a friend. I mean, I haven't dove in years, but, I mean, I used to dive with the
diving
friends.
Equipment and all that stuff?
You just need a wetsuit and... a weight belt, some fins, and a mask, and
like
a snorkel.
Free
diving. I never got into like scuba. Scuba freaks me out. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with scuba. I mean, the bends. I heard it on the radio the other day when I was out there fishing. Some guy had the bends. Coast Guard had to come help him. That's a terrible thing to deal with. You have to sit in like a pressurized chamber for a week, basically, till your body can like equalize again.
That's crazy.
The nitrogen in your blood is boiling, basically.
Yeah. That's insane. That's insane.
Free diving, you don't have those problems.
Well, that's true, but but
the only problems you have is drowning and blowing out your eardrums.
Exactly,
which you can do scuba diving too.
There's this one movie, dude, it was like called Chasing Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how that guy he died free diving.
I've almost died free diving. It's very easily to die free diving.
Watch that movie though, Chasing Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's such a good movie. It's such a good movie. Really enjoyed that. And no one ever watched that movie. Watch that movie. It was sick.
It's a good
true story.
Yeah. Free diving is cool.
Well, a true story as Hollywood makes it.
Free diving is cool, too, because, like, you literally get the underwater perspective of what is there. And especially as, like, a fisherman, like, looking at it on a fish finder and looking at our sonar versus, like, and guessing versus, like, diving down there and actually knowing what it looks like, it makes a difference. At least gives you that perspective. Be like, I've seen it before firsthand, you know?
You met a shark there?
Yeah, I've seen sharks.
All right, maybe not.
Go to La Jolla Shores, bro.
If you got a spear gun, dude.
Go to La Jolla Shores. Go mess with the leopard sharks. They're the tamest sharks. They eat, like, clams and stuff. They won't bite you. And they're super pretty.
I don't know.
And they're super cool to die with.
I'll go see them at an aquarium.
No, dude. Telling you.
I'll go see them at an aquarium.
You got to go
dive
with them.
Whoa, look at that.
You got to do it once in your life because I guarantee you'll do it and you'll be like, you know what? That was cool.
I'm sure I will, dude.
Everybody should.
If the right circumstance comes up, and I'm like, you know what, dude, this is the day.
It's usually like August. This is the day. August, September, like late fall or early fall, like late fall, that time of year. But Lahoy Shores, there's always a bunch of leopard sharks, and they're in super shallow water. It's like shoulder waist, you know, waist-high water. There's hundreds of leopard sharks everywhere.
It's cool.
All
right, so how old are you until you start getting paid? You're not working on a boat and, like, actually getting paid.
I was 17, probably.
17?
Yeah, I was.
What were you doing?
Well, so I met my buddy Cody, and I went... Met him on that first boat that my dad's friend was driving, and I didn't stay there for long, neither did he. And he went and started driving a bigger boat at a Fisherman's Landing, which is like the premier landing. It's like the best of the best, you know, number one. So I'm glad I got to go there, and I'm glad I ended up there. But I was working with him, and that's when I started, like, the tips were, they started to get bigger. Sometimes I'd make $20, sometimes I'd make $60, you know, but it was still small.
Yeah.
And that's where I met a couple of my good friends, Corey, Paul, Brian. Shout out.
Shout out, Ryan.
The boys, all those.
Boys. Yeah. We love the boys.
I lived and worked with those guys for like 7 years. Like, those that's are sick. Like brothers. Yeah, like brothers, basically, like family. I mean,
you probably bond out on the ocean.
It's like the same as like the military, you know?
Yeah, dude, there's so many.
You build a little family, you know?
Exactly. Well, you're doing crazy,
hard,
stuff
laborious
stuff.
Work.
Exactly. You bond. Yeah.
You're hating life, but you'd love the people you're there with. Yeah. Basically,
I wish I remembered my Marine Corps experience.
Yeah, man, that's how I feel about fishing. Like, it's all kind of the same.
This is a blur.
It's just one long day.
This is a blur. And also, dude, alcohol got me good. Got me real good.
Yeah,
it took me a while to get out of that stuff, man. Oof.
I figured that out. Dude, that early, luckily. Good. I did not.
It was a battle, struggle, uphill, punch in the face, bro.
Hey, man.
Burn the bridges.
You gotta fight some demons every once in a while.
Bro, it was a strong demon.
It was either melon, actually.
Hey, dude, I got on the other side, and that should always tell you, there's always help, guys.
Always.
If you need help, get it.
There always is.
Alright, so now you're getting paid, you're like 17.
So I was like 17, met boys Ryan, Paul, Corey. Ryan and Paul went and worked on the boat that I worked on for the longest stint. Was like 5-6 years. 5.5 years.
Yeah.
Something like that. But that was what I was kind of boiling down to really. Like, I've never handed in a resume ever in the industry. Like, it's all word of mouth. Everything's very old school. Like, your first impressions with somebody make a difference in this industry, and carrying yourself like respectfully, and like more importantly, like trying to carry your value like in your word, you know, trying to like express that you're worth someone's time, essentially. And that's what's very important. Like, all those captains basically, like, they're trying to invest in you, essentially, is what. Like, they're looking at you as like an investment, you know, like whether you're going to run that boat or you're going to carry their name, you know, because you work for them. And in that industry, word of mouth is everything. So,
dude, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, you know, the industry's just still kind of like that. It's just like,
it's nice. It's,
I'll vouch for this.
It's nice that it is in some parts, and it's nice it is in others. So,
yeah,
like,
I don't know you.
Yeah, no, there's parts of it where it's kind of tribal a little bit, and like there's groups, and then there's groups within groups, you know, like everybody's friends at the dock, but when you're out on the water, it's a little bit different story, you know, or so there's a little bit of politics to it, but
I bet, man, they don't have like a reality TV show.
They should. It'd be funny. It'd be extremely entertaining. Everybody
just gave
talking shit about each other and bitching about each other constantly. It'd be really hilarious.
Just gave each other $1 million.
Yeah.
You should start it.
There's
bro.
A lot of egos in the industry, and that's the part that I cannot stand is the egos.
I mean, egos are hard to break, dude.
It's crazy that people even have them.
I mean, they're pretty easy to get. I mean, I guess not. I mean, egos, they kind of just build over time.
I'd say I'm pretty good at what I do, but, like, that doesn't mean that someone else behind me or in front of me isn't either. Like, what does it matter?
You know? Yeah, you're like, just doing what you love, man.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know. I've never understood
it. I mean, that's great. I mean, it like opens you up to actually like just the enjoyment. Like you're just experiencing life. You're enjoying what you're doing, dude. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. If they're stuck in their egos, that's kind of sad because they're not going to get like this the fullness of that moment.
Yeah, yeah. It is what it is, dude.
Yeah, no, it's sad, man.
Everybody plays their game differently. So.
Yeah. So, okay, so like what are you doing on the boat as you're getting paid?
At this point, I'm like basically full-time working. Like I'm not fishing at all anymore. I'm working. This is when so to get into working on the full-day boat, which is like where most of my story is and like where most of where I grew and learned.
About school, you're like 17, though.
Oh, yeah, so I dropped out of high school.
And it's like, peace out.
Yep. Yeah. For you. That was
you ever think about getting it, like your GED, just like taking that test?
Dude, I went and did the classes. I went and did all the classes, and never showed up for the final test.
Why?
I don't know. I had something better to do that day, apparently. But yeah, I was this close. That's close. Honestly, I probably didn't even need to go to the class. I could just test it out, and I still someday plan on it. I haven't gotten around to it because I don't need it, thankfully. But. Yeah, my marine biology teacher, Miss Millsap from Ranch Bernardo High School, and Miss Dunn, shout out. those two ladies, by far, like, turned my life in a completely different direction.
Yeah, that's cool, yeah. Dude.
They literally influenced me to drop out of high school. My high school teachers told me, word for word, you're wasting your time here, you're better off leaving and working. And I took that word for word and did exactly what I
said. That's kind of like, this mean that...
No, I don't think they were mean. I think it was extremely honest. And I appreciate that entirely. Like, to give the background on it, she pulled me aside one day because I was an F and D student, all right?
That's like, almost like, yo, dude.
Well, I just didn't care about high school. I didn't give a shit. I didn't want to be there. I didn't care about the social part of high school.
I guess they like built up to like this. He clearly don't want to be here.
Well, yes, but like, dude, I had F and Ds and everything else but marine biology because that was the only class. I'm like, I fucking know everything. Like, yeah. I already know about all this. Yeah, I'm like, down, I literally know everything. Like, down. I don't think I had an A in that class, but I at least had a C or a B, you know? Like, obviously, when it mattered to me, I would apply myself to it. And that's basically what she told me. Like, she pulled me aside. I think it was, like, after class or something. She pulled up my grades on the computer. She was like, that's basically what she told me. She's like, obviously, when it matters to you, you'll put your ass in gear and take care of it. And that's where she explained to me, like, she knew what I was doing. She knew I wanted to be a fisherman and wanted to get my captain's license whenever one day. And she had one. She had a captain's license at one point.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and she was like...
So she got, like, new... So...
Yeah.
She went to college.
She did, like, marine biology stuff, you know. But even then, it's the same industry. It's the same license. And she told me, she was like, you don't need a high school diploma for it. Like, no, you don't. Yeah. So just leave. And I did. Literally, a week later, I left. And I never showed up. And I remember the truancy officer came a couple times to my house. And the second time I think he showed up, I told him, I was like, hey, man, like, I'm working. I'm like, I got a full-time job right now. I'm like, I promise you don't need to worry about me. I'm like, I'm straight. He never showed back up again. And that was it.
Yeah, he probably just went back to the office and was like,
For a minute, like, the state was threatening my mom. Like, oh, yeah, if he doesn't show up to school, like, we'll take you to jail. And none of it ever ended up happening.
That's crazy that they were threatening that.
That's what they do. I mean, wow. Even then, my mom's like, I don't know what the fuck you want me to do. Like, the kid's not going to go, you know? Clearly, he's doing something else, dude. Like, I can't even keep him in school, so I don't know what to tell you. But at least I was running amok on a boat in the middle of the ocean with a bunch of responsible adults that were making sure I wasn't fucking myself up. So I wasn't, honestly, if it wasn't for the boats and getting into that, I don't know necessarily, but there's a high likelihood I'd be in jail or dead or be in a bad position, I'd think. So I think the boat fishing thing definitely, like, I don't know if it saved me, but it just occupying.
It gave you
it's occupying my time, yeah, and I have fun doing it.
You have a love for it.
I've met a lot of really good people doing it and, like, kind of built a little bit of a name in it. And, you know, it's cool. I take advantage of all of it, and I like it. It's fun, you know. There's nothing I wouldn't do differently, that's for sure. If I could do it all over again, I'd do it the same.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd probably change a few things, but...
Yeah, everybody would, but...
Exactly, but at the end of the day, like, I'm gonna still be grateful where I end up.
Figured you get the same outcome, to be honest.
Well, dude, I'm happy where I am. Like, I'm still working on myself, man. I'm still figuring myself out. I'm figuring this out. I'm figuring out life, bro. I'm just kind of vibing.
Yeah.
And just kind of like, all right, you know what? Like, I like where my head's at. Like, I work, I podcast, I kick it. I'm about to dip to the UK. I'm gonna like, just vibing, dude. Having a good time.
That's all that matters, dude.
Well, dude, I had a lot of repairing to do in my brain. I will not lie, dude.
Same, dude.
I had a lot of repairing to do, dude. It took me a while to get to this point. And just, I just want to continue just to enjoy life. That's the thing. I don't want anything like obsessed. That's why, dude, this is like terrible. I'm hitting right now on the
my biggest,
outside this.
My biggest regret
I'll be, like,
in the world.
Right now, dog. I'm trying to really break the hold of vaping off of me, man.
Nicotine is the worst decision I've ever made in my life. If there's one thing I regret more than anything,
yes,
is picking up smoking. I cannot stand waking up in the morning, panicking, looking for my fucking vape. That shit. I feel it's like embarrassing, to be honest. It's like, dude,
that's why you
sit there for a minute, like, dude, fuck, like, I got a problem.
That's why I'm cutting it, dog. I was like,
it's been like that for years, dog. Dude. I hate it. It's
dude,
like,
exactly, dude.
The
that's
worst.
I'm finally like breaking up
the
with
worst.
It, I'm finally...
fucking hate these things.
Fucking breaking up with it, dude. I'm trying.
I will say,
every once in a while, you know, you got to go back to your ex and be like, hey, how you been?
Out of everything I've tried, I will say Zins definitely have been the best for me, I'd say. Like, as far as...
Yeah, the coffee ones, dog.
I haven't tried those.
They're fire, dude.
You got one of them?
Yeah.
I'll crack one of them bad bitches.
Yeah.
Best believe, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, what?
A Zinochino, bro.
This is a true Zinochino.
You need a Zinochino, my guy.
These are Sixers too, dude. This is gonna get me buzzing.
Hell yeah, dude. I mean, honestly, dude, I think we're at a good place to call this one. We'll come back for a part two. Go like smoke and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a little tea break.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I could keep this going into one episode. I could just.
I'm gonna take a little tea break.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go for a smoke break. We're at like an hour and 2 minutes.
Yum yum.
But, like, I'll just break it up. So, we'll just come back. We'll just be in different clothes. No, well, I'm not even in different clothes. I don't even know why. We're in the same clothes.
Turn my hat
part
backwards.
Two, same clothes. Yeah.
Completely different person. They just
be part two, man. Part two. You'll look forward to that if you guys have enjoyed part one.
I hope so.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, rambling going on here.
Dude,
a lot of tangents going on. But
conversation. Dude, it's just our brains, dude.
Yeah.
Our brains, and we're high.
I don't think fluently. Even this is my brain, like, normally.
Yeah, dude, even sober, dude. Like, I think all the time, dude.
I don't think I can have a straight conversation without rambling off and going on tangents.
Dude, my brain all jumbled up, dude. But I'm loving it, dude. I'm figuring it out, dude. I'm just having a good time. Because I think, in life, you should just, chase your happiness. I believe, like, this is just me. Like, this is me personally. You believe whatever you want to believe. I don't care. Whatever you want to believe. I believe you need Jesus. You need love, and you just need to find your happiness. Like, that's all you need in life, my guy. And
you need something that
chilling.
Centers and grounds you, my boy.
Yeah, dude.
Keeps
just like, so, like, love, like, love from family, love. Like, love is so important. Like, even not even from love from family, just showing other people love and just putting that out there.
That's why you and I have been such good friends.
Yeah, bro. What, love?
Yeah.
Is it love?
Yeah.
You might want to go deeper into that, bro.
What do you mean? The amount of times that you're like,
no, I was just saying love. You're right.
Late at night, just been like, hey, boy, like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know.
My booty call, dude.
But it's like, hey, I love you.
Hey, I love you.
I love you too. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
I'm on my way.
I'll be over in about 5 minutes. I'll be there soon.
Yeah. We originally met at IR, we originally met at the bar. And it was during my, like, it was right before my trip.
That was a vibey, bro.
No, it was before
that. Oh, that was pre-vibes.
Yeah, it was pre-vibes.
Pre-vibes.
When I first met you, and then I went through the vibes.
Vibe-era. Vibe-era was wild.
It was a crazy time, dude.
Vibey is a... Vibey is a...
Shout-out Vibey.
Shout-out Vibey, dude.
Heavy.
Shout-out Vibey. Where is he? South Carolina?
Yeah, I think so.
One of the Carolinas?
Or North Minnesota, I think.
Is he?
think he's in Minnesota.
I thought he was like in the South.
No, it's Minnesota.
I can see that.
Minnesota.
Like Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
Minneapolis.
Yeah, dude. Dude, I haven't talked to Bybee forever. I should like give him just a random.
I just saw a picture of you, me, like... and Bybee at the bar today when I was looking through my camera roll.
Oh, really?
Whatever reason. I saw him. I was like, we had a great time that night.
Dude.
100%. We had a fucking good time.
Yeah, bro. We were on one, bro. All so the
sick
time.
Sick one.
Dude.
Constantly.
We were on some snarly ones.
Train never stopped.
But, dude, that's one of the biggest turn points for my mind. Was like, that's what kind of that, like, that whole phase.
Yeah, that was your psychedelic era, dude.
That whole phase was, like, basically the birth of, like, me actually doing the podcast. That I talked about doing this podcast, like, a year before.
That was your psychedelic. Yeah, I hyped you up to this, I feel like.
Because I talked about it because it started, coming up, bro. I just did it. I did the first episode, and it was, like, we just used the camera audio. It was so funny.
I've been a supporter. I've been a day one supporter.
Well,
ground zero.
I'm just gonna keep growing it little by little. Like I'll get to it. Like it's just that this is the one thing I'm trying. I'm like, dude, the moment, dude, podcasting feels like.
I'm just happy to be here.
Dude,
I'm glad you're here. I know. I'm glad we're finally here.
Anytime.
Dude. We gotta grind it out before you go to fucking England.
Yeah, dude.
The UK.
Yeah, the Captain Taylor Chronicles.
The Crooked Teeth Land.
Yeah, but dude, yeah. I don't know, dude. This podcast is just I'll grow it little by little. I never wanted to feel like it's consumed me, where like it's like a job.
It's got a good following now.
It's chilling, dude. It's not like crazy.
Yeah, but it's gonna get. It's
like I just.
It's good inclination. Growing. I'd say it's grown like naturally pretty well. Like every time I look at your account, like, and I see, not that it matters, but like, you know, I look at your following count, I'm like. It's growing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, well, it's also like, yeah, my Insta. I also post some funny memes.
Yeah, but like it helps, you know? It's all part. Like, dude, I need a lot of social media stuff
for brands and stuff.
And like, I hate doing it. Yeah. It's not that I hate doing it. Like, I definitely, it's cool to see my face and like being a part of the industry and especially like the marketing and stuff. But a part of me is just like, it's a little cringy. It's like, ugh. Like, yeah. It's like, I don't want to do that. Like,
it's just, dude, I never wanted to feel like it's a job. Where it's like I feel like, oh, God, I have to set up and stuff.
Let's break this down in part two. Because I definitely could speak upon this part two. A little bit. Let's take a little break.
We remember, this might be lost. But yeah,
dude, yeah, it might
this be. Podcast is just a place of love. And I just want to show I can sit down with them. A million people, basically, and I can vibe, laugh. I don't care what you believe in.
You can talk about whatever.
I care you as a person, but like whatever you believe in, it's not gonna hurt me. I'll be like, hey, I'll ask you about it. But at the end of the day, I'm never gonna be like, yo, you should believe what I believe.
Yeah,
believe.
Nobody should.
And I think that's why maybe natural growth is. I feel like people do kind of feel authenticity. They can tell if you're sitting down and actually authenticity, and they can tell if you're scripted.
Yeah,
and they can tell if you're just like, oh, this is so. Forced.
I was a little nervous coming up on here, not gonna lie. Like, I don't know. Public speaking is not my forte. Granted, I'm speaking to a camera.
Dude,
I'm not speaking to an audience.
No, you're talking to me.
And I'm speaking to you, so it's easy.
Bro, there is no audience. What are you talking about?
I know, but I hate, like, you know, I know an audience is going to see this.
You know
what I mean? Like,
people are going to listen.
Yeah, so it's like.
I get it. No,
I definitely have, like, that little.
That's the thing where you zone in. That's my best thing. I zone in, try to zone into the person. Sometimes my brain will trail up. It's awful, dude. I'll have to, like, fight myself in my, during the podcast. I'll be like, think it's like squirrel. I'll just start thinking about something. And then, like, I'll zone out. Like, no, I gotta listen.
I think we've had many squirrel moments tonight.
Dude, I have to be like, listen. I just focus on you, man. Because that's all this is. It's just like we're hanging out. We're just mic'd up.
We're just talking.
It's like when we go outside.
We're just
we have
babbling.
A little smoke, you know?
Just rambling.
Yeah. Having a good time. All right, dude. Yeah, let's do it. A little T-Sauce here. Let me.
A little breaksy.
I wish I had Jamie C. He could just cut this off.
Jamie, break, please.
Yeah, Jamie, please. Please roll the blunt, please. Nah, dude, shout out Jamie, honestly, dude.
Yeah.
He's the experience in Joe Rogan.
He's in
experience.
The walls, dude. Jamie's in the walls.
All right. Well, hey, part two will come out when it comes out.